This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Think of pretty much every partisan issue you can imagine. And at the root of it, at the very bottom, is money and how the government spends it. Not very wisely is the conclusion of an article in the latest edition of The Atlantic magazine. Peter Orszag, who used to run the Office of Management and Budget for President Obama, and John Bridgeland, he was the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council for President George W. Bush, argue that the government should use more data to figure out where to spend money and where not to. That Uncle Sam should moneyball it, if you will. Gentlemen, it's good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you.
Good to be with you.
So I'm going to ask you, Peter, this first question, just because somebody has to answer it. Where you been, man, with this idea that the government's not spending money effectively? You go out on Main Street and people will start nodding their heads very quickly.
Well, I think there's a broad understanding that the government could spend money better. But what we're really focused on here is using evidence and data to do that. Our estimates suggest that less than $1 out of 100 that the government spends is backed by any solid evidence that it actually achieves its objectives. And that's way too low a share.
John, you guys use in your piece as an example the Scared Straight program, where you show kids videos of and you introduce them to people who have been in jail. And the theory is they learn that jail's a bad place to be, and so they don't want to go to jail. You point out that data shows it's actually not working to keep kids out of jail, and yet it still gets money. So how do you convince a congressman in I don't know, the third Texas congressional district who runs one of these Scared Straight programs, how do you convince him to cut funding with something in his district?
Kai, that's exactly the problem and the political challenge. Another example was the Even Start Family Literacy Program. Trouble was multiple evaluations showed that the people who weren't in that program were doing just as well as those who were. Notwithstanding that, it was the legacy of a very well-respected former superintendent, teacher, and member of Congress. And literally after that evidence was produced showing the program didn't work, Congress continued to spend more than $1 billion over 8 years before it finally defunded the program.
And I feel like I should come up with a question here, but I really can't, because the only thing to do is slap your head and list this along with the $600 toilet seats and the tanker airplanes that the Pentagon doesn't want, that the Congress insists on, Peter. So what are we to do when Congress does not have the strength of will to make these decisions?
One possibility is we could have a moneyball index for votes. So if you're consistently voting for things that have been shown not to work, the public should know that, and it would be not too difficult to put together an index of voting patterns, and the hope would be that that would pressure members of Congress to stop behaving that way.
Public shaming.
Public shaming.
Here's the thing, though, John, about Moneyball. You know, Billy Beane, when he was running the Oakland A's and famously did what Michael Lewis wrote about and took a bunch of no-names and analyzed the data and got them to the playoffs, he had autonomy of action. Right. He could decide to do something and do it. That's just flat, as you guys both know, that's just flat not the way Washington works.
It's true. But I think it's not a partisan issue. You know, Republicans are looking for a way to constrain the growth of government spending. And we're in an environment of sequester and fiscal austerity. And Democrats, frankly, are looking to preserve the integrity of social programs that, you know, show the power and reach and effectiveness of government.
Bearing in mind, Peter, that Congress really never does anything, Washington never does anything until its back is against the wall. And as we are, as you guys say in this piece, in this era of fiscal scarcity, right, there's just not a whole lot of money to go around. What is at risk if we don't start measuring and making these admittedly hard decisions?
I guess there are two things that are at risk. One is that we cut muscle instead of fat. That we, as we make these fiscal adjustments, we're getting rid of things that do work well. And then perhaps more importantly, when a program doesn't work, ultimately the people who are hurt are the people who would have been helped if the program did work.
Peter Orszag used to run the Congressional Budget Office and the Office of Management and Budget most recently under President Obama. John Bridgeland used to be the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council under President George W. Bush. Their article on whether the government can play money ball or not, how it spends its money, is in the new issue of The Atlantic magazine. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you.